And that is not the only such activity that is going on in your mind when you describe me to the geometers, Orla went on, after a pause to swallow some water. Because you are forever making allowances for the fact that you and the geometer are in different places, seeing me from different points of view, taking in different givens. From where you're standing, you might be able to see the freckle on the left side of my nose. But you have the wit to understand that the geometer can't see that freckle because of where it is standing. This is another way in which your consciousness is forever building counterfactual universes. If I were standing where the geometer is, my view of the freckle would be blocked. Your ability to have empathy with the geometer, to imagine what it would be like to be someone else, isn't a mere courtesy. It is an innate process of consciousness. Wait a second, I said. You're saying I can't predict the geometer's inability to see the freckle without erecting a replica of the whole universe in my imagination? Not exactly a replica, Orlo said. Almost a replica, in which everything is the same, except for where you are standing. It seems to me that there are much simpler ways of getting that result. Perhaps I have a memory of what you look like when viewed from that side. I call up that image in my memory and say to myself, no freckle. It is a perfectly reasonable thought, Orlo said, but I must warn you that it does not really buy you much. If what you seek is a simple and easy-to-understand model of how the mind works.
Why not? I'm only talking about memory.
Orlo chortled, then composed himself and made an effort to be tactful. Thus far, we have spoken only of the present. We've talked only of space, not of time. Now you would like to bring memories into the discussion. You are proposing to pull up memories of how you perceived Orlo's nose from a different angle at a different time. I sat on his right last night at supper and couldn't see the freckle.
It seems simple enough, I said.
You might ask yourself, what in your brain enables you to do such things?
What things?
Take in some givens one evening at supper. Take in another set of givens now, or 1 second ago, 2 seconds ago, but always now. And say that all of them are, the same chap Orlo.
I don't see what the big deal is, I said. It's just pattern recognition. Syntactic devices can do it.
Can they? Give me an example.
Well, I guess a simple example would be...
I looked around and happened to notice the contrail of an aircraft high overhead.
Radar tracking aircraft in a crowded sky.
Tell me how it works.
The antenna spins around. It sends out pulses. Echoes come back to it. From the time lag of the echo, it can calculate the bogey's distance. And it knows in what direction the bogey lies.
That's dead easy. It's just the same direction as the antenna is pointing when the echo hits it.
It can only look in one direction at a time, Orlo said.
Yeah, it's got extreme tunnel vision and compensates for that by spinning around.
A little bit like us, Orlo said.
We had begun descending the mountain and were walking side by side.
Orlo went on. I can't see in all directions at once, but I glance to the side every so often to make sure you're still there.
Yeah, I guess so, I said. You have in your head a model of your surroundings that includes me off to your right side. You can maintain it for a while by holding down the fast-forward button. But every so often, you have to update it with new givens, or it'll get out of whack with what is really going on.
How does the radar system manage it?
Well, the antenna rotates once and takes in echoes from everything that's in the sky. It plots their positions. Then it rotates again and collects a new set of echoes. The new set is similar to the first one, but all of the bogies are now in slightly different positions because all of the aircraft are moving, each at its own speed, each in its own direction.
And I can see how a human observer, watching the bogies plotted on a screen, would be able to assemble a mental model of where the aircraft were and how they were moving, Orlo said. In the same way as we stitch together frames of a spiele to form a continuous story in our minds. But how does the syntactic device inside the radar system do it? It is nothing more than a list of numbers, updated from time to time.
If there were only one bogey, it would be easy, I said.
Agreed.
Or just a few, widely separated, moving slowly so that their paths didn't cross.
Also agreed. But what of the hard case of many fast bogies, close together, paths crossing?